Lord, indeed we ask that tonight you be lifted high in our praise, in our worship, in this time of sharing the word. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary, that only you be seen and that which you have done for us. Thank you, because you are glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So 3 John and verse 2. And I want to speak tonight about enjoying health. Enjoying health, because the dream, the hope, the vision for the year is that this year you will enjoy good health. Amen. You'll enjoy good health. You will just be, how do you call it, coasting, are we? Coasting in good health all the way, in the name of Jesus. And that's indeed what the text here in 3 John and verse 2 says. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Now, when he says "just as your soul prospers," it means that we know that the soul prospers. James chapter 1 and verse 21, he says, "Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul." So the prosperity of a soul is linked to your spiritual walk, your spiritual knowledge of God's word. But then what he's also saying here is that I know that it's possible for you to be growing spiritually. It's possible to be, for you to, or let's put it this way, that as you grow spiritually, I am praying and I'm wishing that you will prosper. The word prosper is not just about financial income. The word prosper means to make progress. Can I have an amen? And so he's saying that as you serve God, as you walk with God, as you increase and you go deeper with God and the things of God, I pray that just as you are doing all of that, progress will be evident in your life. It will be evident that things are getting better. Amen. But not only so, it will also be evident that you are enjoying good health. That you are enjoying better health. And I'm sharing this also in line to say to us that therefore, as you walk with God, don't live below your privileges. You know, what that means is that as you walk with God, it's not enough to say, "I know Jesus." It's not enough to say, "Oh, my quiet time is fantastic. Oh, I in fact, when I worship and I'm praying in the morning, the presence of God in my room is so sweet. But this headache is refusing to go." Are you with me? Yeah. So what he's saying is that as you are enjoying that presence of God, begin to believe God that health will be an accompaniment. Health will be like Jara that goes with it. Amen. So he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." The wish of God is that things keep getting better. Meaning that even if you have challenges in your health, believe God for better. Can I hear you say better? You know, he said in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18, he said that the path of a righteous man shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So it means that you need to start believing God for better. Can I have an amen? I've met people who were complaining and said, "Well, this happened, that happened, this happened." And I said, "You know what? It could have been worse." So you still have reasons to thank God. But even where you are now, even though it could have been worse, it's not that bad. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We ought to be believing God for better, because he says to us that the path of a righteous shines brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Unto the perfect day means until you can say, you know what, when you are looking and you are saying, "Well, what are you believing God for health-wise?" And you say, "Nothing." You know what nothing means? It means I have 20/20 vision. Hallelujah. You know what nothing means? It means there's no ache. It means there's no headache. It means that I don't have a hole in my tooth. Hallelujah. Are you still there? When you get to where you can say, "You know what, everything has been taken care of. God has touched every single area of my life. You know, very often when I'm praying and I'm making certain confessions about my health, I begin to speak, maybe from medical, I begin to speak to every bodily system. Cardiovascular, respiratory, musculoskeletal. I speak to you. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to the muscles to be strong. I'm speaking to my joints not to ache. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm speaking to my heart to beat normally. Why? Because things ought to get better and better and better until you are enjoying perfect health. That's always been the wish of God. If you look in Exodus chapter 23 or Exodus chapter 15, when God brought out the children of Israel from Egypt, what he told them in verse 26 was that if you will serve me, diligently serve me and observe all I've told you to do, he said, I will not put any of the diseases that I put on the Egyptians upon you. For I am the God that heals you. Let me quickly clarify religious challenges there. Which is that they told us clearly that in the Hebrew language, there is a permissive tense. Okay? So the same way you have your present tense, past tense, and all that, there's also a permissive tense, which is not clearly represented when the translators translated the Bible. So that what it should read like is that God said, I will not permit the diseases that I permitted upon the Egyptians to come upon you because I am the God that heals you. Are you there? I'm trying to point out that this is the nature of God. This is the heart of God. This is the desire of God. The desire of God is not new. It's not just in 3 John and verse 2. I'm saying that from as far back as even the book of Genesis, the Bible says that when Abraham died, he was old. I like it very much because the Bible says, it was Moses, not Abraham. He said his eyes were not dim, neither was his strength abated. You know what that means when you say his strength was not abated? A man died at what age? 120 years. And you tell me his strength was not abated. You know what that means? It means that Moses could run a sprint. Are you still there? It means if you want to run sprints, you know, you see Temululuwa as the sprint champion now in this church. If he wants to run, Moses will run with him. It means if you want to do press-ups, Moses will do press-ups with you. Are you there? Now, that's showing what God can and will do if we believe him for the same. I mean, in more recent times, I listen, I watch people like Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland is 85 years old. 85, Abby? Imagine yourself when you're 85. Are you with me? What will you be like when you're 85? What do you see? Or you are not thinking you'll be 85? You didn't think you'll be 31. And you're 31 already. Now you're 35, sir. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So one day, if Jesus tarries, you'll be 85. So what will you be like at 85? At 85, preaching, Kenneth Copeland showed people how God had helped him and got down the floor and began to do press-ups. Let me tell you a secret. I can't do press-ups. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Are you there? It's never been something I did, you know, so it's just not me. Okay? But I watched him. I stared at him. I looked at him. And I said, ha. And the man says, God told him that he should believe God to be 120 years before he dies. That God said, I've not had anybody. Because he said in Genesis 6 and verse 3, he said that the days of man shall be 120 years. He said God told him that people have stopped believing for that. And so he wants him. That there's anointing for 100 years old. There's anointing for 110 years old. But there are very few people who have ever enjoyed that anointing. And God said, I want you to believe me for it. Are you there? And it's not, I mean, you don't want to be 90 years old and you're being carried around. Abby? 90 years old and you're being carried everywhere, then the bad for you. You won't, at that point, you will believe God to die. Abby? But if you're 90 and you can drive, if you're 90 and you're in jeans and you're strolling around the place, then life is good. Are you with me? It says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in health and you may prosper. So God has always had this mind because way back then, we said, God said that I am the Lord that heals you. And because I'm the God, your healer, I will keep away all the diseases that I allowed to come on the Egyptians. I will not allow them to come on you. I like Exodus 23, 25 also. And God said, listen, I will bless your bread and your water. There will be no miscarriage. You'll be in health, basically. Are you still there? Again, if you go on to Psalm 91, you know, Psalm 91, a lot of people began to read that in 2019. And then they stopped in 2020. You know, in 2019 when, what's it called? COVID came. A lot of people knew Psalm 91. They could recite it from the top, from their head. They could tell you Psalm 91 from the beginning to the end. But then as COVID seemed to have been going and it wasn't coming to them, are you hearing me? They began to forget what they were reading in Psalm 91. But it has a lot to say about protection. Are you with me? And God, what God is saying is that I'm able to keep you. I'm able to keep you. And what I want us to get tonight, I want to say about four things. Four things that I believe God has laid on my heart that will help you to enjoy good health this year. Can I have an amen? Amen. Number one, don't put any disease in a special category. Okay, don't put any disease in a special category. Don't think highly of any disease. Don't think highly of any, none. You know, I remember back in the day, we were sitting in class, medical school, and the teacher was teaching, and he was teaching us about a condition. I've forgotten what it was. It said to be incurable, and then the man said to us, you know, there's this condition, there's nothing you can do about it. There's no treatment for it. There's no cure for it. The person is going to die. He said, except, of course, those people talk about a miracle, and he laughed. And I thought to myself, you came too late. I am one of those people. I believe in miracles. Are you there? What does that mean in context? It means that I don't put any disease in a special category. When the angel appeared to Mary in Luke chapter 1 and said, you will have a child, even though you don't know any man. Mary thought about it all. And she asked the question that many of us ask in many situations. She said, how will these things be? You know, many situations we face, many times people go to the hospital, they get a diagnosis, and they tell them this diagnosis basically is terminal. Terminal in the sense that, or they tell you, you are going to live with it. And people sit there and then you come to church and they say, you know what, God can heal it. Then you think to yourself, how can these things be? Are you with me? You know what the angel told Mary? You remember it? She said, the Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. All you need is the Holy Ghost and the power of the highest, and all things considered impossible suddenly become possible. Luke 1:37. With God, all things are possible. Nothing shall be impossible. So in your mind, you must never, ever, ever think of anything. You must think of God being bigger than everything. You know, it's only to us that a particular condition is so big compared to another one. Can you imagine God, Almighty God? To him, there is hardly a difference between a brain tumor and a headache. Are you getting what I'm saying? To God, there is no real difference. You have a simple headache, he has a brain tumor. All na same. All are diseases, all will go, all will depart at the name of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Go to Matthew chapter 4. So remember, number one is what? Don't put any disease in a special category. Let me put it another way. Don't be impressed by any disease. Don't be impressed by any. You know, one of the things somebody called me, oh, COVID, blah. And I said, number one, banish the fear. Banish the fear. I know you believe God is a healer. So banish the fear. You will be healed. What am I saying? Don't let it impress you. If it impresses you too much, you're in trouble. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The moment somebody else was talking to me and said, you know, my dad was diagnosed with COVID. And she said, now we're talking now in past tense. And she said, you know, the moment he got a diagnosis, the dad and the mom were diagnosed with it. He said, but the moment they spoke to the mother, I mean to the father, the man said, hey, won't I need oxygen? Hey, won't I need... He said the man was fine, oh. Where will we get oxygen now? Where will we get... He was fine. She said, but everything the man began to say was everything that happened to him. He degenerated the way he began to say that he would degenerate. She said, so as far as she's concerned, it was fear that almost killed him. It wasn't the disease. Now, because when he was speaking, everything was okay. The mother went through it smoothly. Are you still there? Don't be impressed by any disease. Incurable conditions have been healed by the power of God. Again and again and again. Are you there? Even in this church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I mean, tumors have disappeared in this church without surgery. Don't be impressed by any condition. You know, one of the biggest challenges, even in fact for someone like me, is knowledge. Is that you have a lot of medical knowledge. So many times, whether it is me or it is somebody else, when you say something, the medical knowledge kicks in. I know what we call the natural history. I know what is supposed to happen. I know what is happening inside the person, and I know what is expected to happen. But I have to override that with the knowledge of God's word. I have to suspend that natural knowledge and say there is a power that is above all of this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I have to ensure that I'm not impressed by what the person said. So when I walked into the hospital room years ago, 2003, I saw my dad on the bed and he looked the picture of death and he had lost a lot of weight. And he looked at me and he said, see what's left of me. I smiled and I said, there's no problem. He looked at my brother and said, can you see him? He says, there's no problem. You know, like, how can he say there's no problem? Because I refuse to be impressed. Are you with me? I refuse to be impressed. I refuse to allow disease, sickness and disease to impress me. So when they looked and they said, your x-ray is so bad. You have TB. It's terrible. I went, I picked up God's word. And I began to declare God's word. I know what TB is. It's terrible. It's a terrible disease. I began to declare God's word. I began to declare God's word. Of course, I have to be, if I was in the hospital where I worked, the first time that the first said, something is wrong. They did an x-ray and said, this is bad. I spoke to my boss, said, no. I don't see anything. I work with you every day. You know, I don't see anything. You don't cough. I don't see what your problem is. You know, so I stood on God's word, 1 year later, they did the x-ray. They said, this is terrible. And the doctor looked at it. In fact, the first doctor checked everything. This was in the UK. The first doctor checked, referred me to a specialist. The specialist looked, examined me, asked me all the questions first. Coughing, I said, no. Sweating at night, no. Weight loss, I said, I'm gaining weight, sir. You know, and because it took a while to finally get to treatment, every time I came, they weigh me and I was gaining weight. So at least that one I can't lie. Because they were seeing it themselves. And then the guy said, we need the thing, you know, phlegm, what you cough out. I said, I don't have any. You know, so they had to take me to surgery to go and put pipe to be able to get. You know, but the guy first examined me and I still remember the look on his face. He looked at me. He said, I look at this x-ray and I look at you and I've examined you. He said, and it doesn't match. The guy said, I don't understand it. He said, if they had told me that this is the person with this x-ray and I had not examined you myself, he said, I won't believe the person that said it. He said, but I examined you myself and I can't find. So after that is when he decided, okay, I want all these tests. They couldn't get it. They did what you call bronchoscopy and all of that to get a sample. The thing came back negative. So the guy had to look at me and he said, you know what? You're a doctor. I said, yes. He said, if I was you, I would take these drugs. Because we had reached the end of the matter. Then he was confused. So the guy said, if I was in your shoes, I will use these drugs. He said, so what will you do? I said, yeah, I will use it. That's your recommendation. He said, are you sure? Because the drugs are also terrible. I said, no problem, I will. You know, and I used them religiously. 6 months. Religiously. Every day, 6 months religiously. No side effect. That's why people don't use it. Usually because of the side effects. Terrible side effects. Not one day did I suffer a side effect that I felt I'm not going to use it. Are you there? I'm saying that don't be impressed. Are you still there? Matthew chapter 4 verse 23. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And this is what I want you to see. And healing what? All kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among the people. Can I hear you say all kinds? You know, sometimes people even come out for prayer and they want to impress you with the disease. You know, I've been to the hospital. They say, in fact, this is a very serious condition. They say that only very few people, 1 out of 1 million, 100 million in the world have ever had it. They say, come on now. It's a different, you understand? They want you to be impressed. But don't be that impressed with disease. Are you still there? He said Jesus healed all kinds of disease and sickness. And then verse 24 says his fame went throughout all Syria and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted. I want you to also take note with what? Various diseases and torments. And those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Are you there? You know, it's when you are impressed with the disease that you want to live with it. And in fact, religious people can make it worse. Maybe this is your cross. There's only one cross in the Bible. And Jesus carried it. Are you with me? He didn't make extra crosses for the rest of us. It's only one cross. Can I hear you say one cross? Jesus carried that cross and died on that cross. Shekinah, the matter of cross is finished. Are you with me? Meaning that anything that is undesirable, you must stand your ground until it goes. No matter how long it takes. Great Smith Wigglesworth, he had kidney stone for 6 years. He stood on God's word until one day he passed the stone. 6 years. The point is not to accept that this is going to be it for life. Refuse to accept it. Keep speaking to it. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. Time is going. Hallelujah. Number two, do things right naturally in the natural. Do things right in the natural. It was Gloria Copeland that said, if we do things right in the spiritual and we do things right in the natural, then you will live in divine health. Amen. If you do things right in the spiritual and you do things right in the natural, you will enjoy divine health. Without going to it, but 1 Corinthians chapter 6 talks about the fact that you must handle the temple of God properly. Have you ever read that in your Bible? And says that, it talks about, for instance, sexual sin being a sin against your own body. And it talks about the fact that the person that does anything against the temple of God, that this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And what you do against the temple of God, God gets upset about how you treat his temple. Are you still there? But I'm saying to you today that that's not just sexual sin. That's about how you treat your body in the natural. Are you with me? Some people are just doing spirit, but they eat anything. They are trusting God for divine health. But when they sit and you see the mountain of pounded yam, or should we say banga? Are you there? You know, when they put the mountain, then they start quoting scriptures. Who are you, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Huh? They carve the thing. You know when somebody sits behind a plate and you can't see the person behind the plate? The thing is high like this. You can't see him. You have to look from the side. Oh, it's you, bros. You know. And there's some people, when they go, you know, they sit down, they say, give me 300 naira mala, and then give me 1,500 naira meat. You know what I'm talking about? They just pile it and pile it and pile the meat. You have to do things in the natural. Can I have an amen? Listen, your faith will not override that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your faith will not override that. If you do the wrong things, your faith will not work in keeping you in good health. And there are many things. You know, one, everybody should know by now about exercise. Abi, 1 Timothy 4:8, it says, what bodily exercise profits. We can leave the little. But it says what? It profits. Can I hear it say bodily exercise profits? But even if it's little, you should gain the little and put it in your pocket. Abi? So you should learn to do exercises. In fact, I was listening to Kenneth Copeland and he said he had a heart condition. He had a heart condition. He was diagnosed with a heart condition. And he said he just, once they told him all of that, and they said they were going to put a pacemaker in. A pacemaker is a machine, a small device that will drive your heart, make your heart be beating normally. You know, he said, so they wanted to put a pacemaker, and he said no, that he was just going to believe God, and everything will be, you know, reset to normal. He said, and God told him two things. He said, God told him, you are behind the power curve. That basically, I can't get into all of that explanation, but basically, you've not been taking in the word on divine healing and health as you should. That's why we have School of Miracles. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because constantly, every believer should feed on faith, miracles, health. Every believer should feed on scriptures around those things to build your faith and keep it strong all of the time. So he said, God said, no, you are way behind the power curve. He said, and God reminded him also and said, you know, I told you years ago to walk for 30 minutes every day. He said, but you didn't do it. He said, so you will now have to catch up. You are playing catch up now with all of those things. He said, if you had done what I told you then, you will not be in the situation you are in now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, so he went in. He got the pacemaker. He said, but he would get on his treadmill every day, 30 minutes, you know, run on the treadmill. And he said, and as he's doing that, he's confessing God's word. He's confessing God's word. He's confessing God's word. He's confessing God's word. He said, until eventually, he went back to the hospital after some time, and they said, you don't need this pacemaker anymore. We need to take it out. Are you still there? So exercise is good. What you eat is good. Psalm 103 verse 5. Psalm 103 verse 5. He said he fills your mouth with good things. Eh? So that what? Your youth is renewed like the eagles. Abi? He fills your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Why didn't he just renew your youth like the eagles? He said he had to work on your diet. Do you get it? He fixed your diet. He ensured a good diet so that he could renew your youth like the eagles. In Daniel chapter 1, Daniel and the three Hebrew children were in captivity in Babylon, and then they were feeding people what they called the king's delicacies. They were feeding people what they called the king's delicacies. So I can imagine what the king's delicacies would be like. A lot of sugary dessert and what do they call the other one now? The one you eat after the food. No, the one before. After the food is the dessert. You know, very sugary. An appetizer. And you can imagine the things. You know, when you go to a king's house, what do you get? Even in our presidential palace and governor's houses. You know, one of the governors said that he got home when he had just resumed as governor. He said, he went home. He got to the house and he saw the table. They laid the table. You know, meat full like this, rice full like this, everything full like this. And so he called the cook. He said, come. Which guests is coming? The guy said, no, sir, this is how we prepare it. Ah. He said, never again. He said, I'm the only one who wants to eat, and you put the table like this. He said, don't do it again. He said, if there is guests coming, I will tell you. He said, but if it's me, you will ask me what I want, and you make me a plate of what I want to eat. Are you hear what I'm saying? You know, so you can imagine the king's delicacies in Daniel chapter 1. So Daniel said to the guy who was taking care of them, he said, please, we don't want to eat this. And don't take it wrongly also. He said, give us the vegetables. You know, give us the vegetables. And then you can test us after 10 days. So they did. After a while, they ate vegetables. They were not eating all of the sugary and all those things. And then when they checked them, they said they were 10 times better than the other people. Are you with me? Some people have said you are what you eat. So your experience of health is largely dependent on what you are eating. Now, don't take Daniel eating vegetables to mean that vegetarian is correct. Eh? Romans 14:2, that's my answer to vegetarians. He said, he that is weak eats only vegetables. Eh? Romans 14:2, it says, the one that is weak eats only vegetables. So I say vegetarians are weak. But he was talking about what? Weak in faith. So it means that nothing, he goes down, nothing, 1 Timothy chapter 4, nothing is to be refused, but everything can be eaten if it's received with thanksgiving. So that's not what we're saying. But we're saying that there is moderation and some foods are better than others. Amen? And you need to pay attention to what you eat. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. You need to rest. Yeah, you know, number two, we're talking about what? Do things right in the natural. You need to rest. In Mark chapter 6, the disciples came to Jesus. They were excited. I'm actually not, because of time, the time had gone really before I started. So that's why we're not opening each one of them. But Mark chapter 6, they came and they were reporting everything they had been doing. We went here, the devils obeyed us, we cast out devils here, we prayed for the sick there, we did this, we did that. And verse 31, the Bible says Jesus just put them aside. He just put them aside. He said, the Bible says, because they did not even have any time, not even to eat. So he just put them aside and said, come and rest. All this is your story of you cast out devil, you heal the sick. You yourself will become the sick if you don't take time to rest. Are you there? Somebody called me, was a minister, and called me, you know, he's so stressed out, he doesn't even know how he feels, he doesn't, you know. So I asked the schedule, so he told me the schedule. I said, my friend, you are killing yourself. You are killing yourself. In order to, you know, your ministry is to show that you people are working very hard. I said, you are killing yourself, and you have to have a discussion with the duo. That this is what you call dying in installments. This system cannot work. They didn't even have leave. So you can't even take a few days off to say, I need to rest. I said, no, it doesn't work. Even Jesus said they needed to come aside to rest because he saw the itinerary and he saw they were not resting and he said, these guys, you need a break. Are you there? Do things right in the natural. Number three. Be conscious of a life-giving process that is ongoing inside of you. Be conscious of a life-giving process that is ongoing inside of you. Romans chapter 8. You know when you tell somebody you have malaria, they are very conscious of a malaria parasite running helter-skelter inside their bloodstream. They are conscious of how something is moving in them and is causing disease. I'm saying the same way, be conscious that at all times there is an ongoing process, ongoing life-giving process inside of you. I said a bit about that at the power convention. Be conscious of the power at work within you 24/7. So it says here in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it said, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. There's a translation, I can't find that translation now. There's a translation that says, the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if it's in you, will give life and vitality. Vitality. You remember the beverage, yes, that we used to watch? Vitality drink. If you are as old as Pastor Why, you remember it. It was on TV. And then the boy would play football. Vitality drink. Bang, vitality drink. You know, what are they saying? They are saying something is bouncing inside of this boy that's giving him life. The Bible is saying that there's something inside of you that's giving you life. You know, that's the same consciousness that John G. Lake had. That when there was a bubonic plague and people were dying, people were sick, and he was helping to nurse people. Of course, the same kind of crisis you have now. You don't have enough health workers because many have died. Some are running from work and all of that. And he volunteered as a missionary. He said, I volunteered to take care of them. And he was helping to take care of people. He was helping to bury the dead and all of that. And then after a while, they said, oh God, nothing is happening to you. And you are not even afraid. Why? Man said, because there's a spirit. The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me, is giving life and vitality to my whole being. You know, the way I look at it is this. There is what you call a spectrum of disease. Spectrum is something can be mild. A spectrum is something that goes along a line. Okay, from one line of 0 to 10. Okay, something like that. So that's a spectrum, 0 to 10. So you can say the light spectrum from 0 to 10. When it's very bright, it's bright at level 8. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So the same way, there's a disease spectrum. And the disease can be mild disease. Like he said, that in Jesus' hometown, they did not believe him. He said, therefore, he could not do any mighty works there except heal a few sick folks. Another translation says, with minor ailments. So, spectrum of disease, it only applies in the natural. Minor ailments. Moderately severe ailment. Severe ailment. And then, the end of the spectrum is death of any disease. Do you get what I'm saying? Any disease, if it gets crazy and goes out of hand and it is really bad, the worst it can do is to kill. Abi? Now the Bible says, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the worst case scenario, are you still there? Dwells inside of you, that spirit will give the same kind of life it used to raise Jesus from the dead. He will give that same kind of life to your mortal body, the same kind of life and vitality which he inject into you. And of course, the answer, if he says if the spirit are raised, the answer is that the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in us. He said, know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost and that the spirit of God dwells in you? In fact, when you look at it, the way Paul wrote that to the Corinthians, it was with anger. Know you not that the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know that? So that spirit is inside of me. And it's giving life. So it's pumping life. 24/7. When I'm sleeping, it's pumping life. You know, so when disease tries to fasten itself to my body, sometimes all I'm thinking about and I'm saying sometimes is that the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. He's giving life. It's giving vitality to my mortal body from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. You know, sometimes I'm weak and I'm struggling with it. But as I lie there, I keep reminding myself something is also going on inside of me. It's not just a disease organism that's trying to or moving around my body. The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me and is giving life and vitality. And that means that ultimately, one way or the other, that disease will have to go. Are you there? Let me end it up. The fourth thing, which is what? Speak right. Speak right. You must train. So if you enjoy health, you must train your tongue. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You must train your tongue. How do you speak about what is happening to you? You know, people get confused. They say, they say God calls the things that be not as though they were. Okay? So, you know those things we say. He said, why didn't you come to church? Because my enemy was sick. If your enemy was sick, that leaves you free. Because not only is the enemy not having time for you, he's very sick. He cannot even deal with your matter. So if your enemy was now well, what will happen to you? My enemy has headache. Are you there? But he said, he calls the things that be not as though they were. He doesn't deny what is. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But he calls in what is not. So, what do I say? I'm fighting a headache. Are you with me? I feel a headache, but the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. It's giving life and vitality to my whole being. So I'm calling the health that is not. That's the one I'm calling into being. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not denying what is. But and what I'm trying to say to you is this. Is that you have to figure out how to say your own. That works for you. You understand what I'm saying? You have to figure out how to say your own. That works for you. So I like it when Billy Buck tells people, he say, what's wrong with you? And this person say, oh, I have this chest pain. He say, no, stop right there. Say, I'm fighting this chest pain. What was he trying to do? He's trying to train them to say, find a way to say this right. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you'll have to learn to speak right. You'll have to learn to speak right, and you have to learn to speak to the conditions. Ezekiel 37, God took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. And he asked him, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, thou knowest. And then God said to him, what? Prophesy to the bones. He said, and when I prophesied, bone came to bone, sinew came to sinew. As I prophesied. Can I hear you say, as I prophesied? So as you speak, things are happening. Amen. Learn to speak. Learn to speak to yourself. Learn to speak to your body. Hallelujah. And as you do, things begin. Bones join a bone, sinew to sinew. So I've said to you very quickly tonight, stand on your feet. Four things that will help you enjoy health. One, don't put any disease in a special category. Don't be impressed by any. Do things right in the natural. Know there's an ongoing life-giving process within you. And speak right. Speak right. Control your tongue. Control your tongue. Don't get used to anything, no matter how long it takes. Don't get used to it. Speak to it all of the time. Refuse it the right to stay that way. Wear the devil out. Begin to talk to God tonight. Look at your year, the year ahead of you. And no matter what it is you face, don't get scared excessively of anything. Don't even get scared at all. But know that God has you covered. God has you covered. Let me quickly read some parts of Psalm 91. Let me read some parts of Psalm 91. God has you covered. And if tonight you need a touch from God, that has already started. He said in verse 3, Psalm 91 verse 3, he says, surely, not maybe, but surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He said in verse 5, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of a arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence. Pestilence means disease. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of destruction that lays waste at noonday. Verse 9, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Refuse to be afraid. Refuse to be afraid. Refuse to be afraid of anything. Knowing that God has you covered. Shakalabahashta brando so kloposo velishta bahande. Legegegeshta brando so fredishta bahande. Lebro bali de breket so fredishta bahande. Hearing. Someone's hearing. Someone's hearing is picking up. Your hearing is picking up. You felt the hearing going, but it's picking up. Speaking up. God's touching your hearing tonight. Legedosa, Prakadosa, Fredish, Sekita, Brahandos. Legadoso, Fredish, Tabahande. If I call anything and that, you know, that speaks to you, just lift your hands. I know who I'm talking to. So if that speaks to you, just lift your hand. Lego saprahande. Your hearing has been an issue. Legedo saprahande. Sikele bahashta prahande. Lebro sofre de shtaba katosa. Ringing in the ears also. Ringing in the ears. Legado saprahande, sekele bahashta prahande. You've been having repeated episodes of ringing in your ears. Legele bahaso prokoso fredishta bahande. Yegele bosta. Just come, just stand in front there. God will touch you. Just come to the front. Legele bosta. You lifted your hand. Just stand there. Legele bokoko saprakadoso fredishta bahande. Legando sofredishta baga gadosa. Lebro sofredishta bahande. Lebo sofredishta bahande. Legegeshta brakado sofredishta. Ledo sofredishta brande sekredishta bahande. Legegegeshta brahando sofredishta bahata. Any kind of pain tonight, just come stand there. Pain, any part of your body, just come stand there. Legedosa brakado sofredishta brahande sekene bahashta. Lebro bala de se fradishta braka bababa shakara bahaste lege kesta brando sofredishta lege gosta brande se fredishta bokosa. Somebody, you've been having a headache and that headache affects your sight. It's like it comes on and you can barely see. Is that what you come? You can barely see. It affects the sight. Lebro sofredishta braka mando sofredishta brehede gede sofredishta bahata. Losa braka mande sokotolo fredishta bahande. Le broko poro posoto fredishta bahata. Legele bahashta brahande. Now anybody else can join them. Those are specific words of knowledge, but it doesn't mean that's all God can do. And God also can touch people right where they are. So whenever I'm in a meeting like this, I stay. My antennas go up. My antenna goes up. My antenna goes up and I'm ready to pick up and receive. Lesoko pariashta bahande. Thank you, Lord. 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 Times of refreshing. Legedoso produso fredishta brahande. Lesaka kalabahasta, brakadose fredishta bahata, yede soto braka pasta brando sofredishta. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your mighty, mighty, mighty touch from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Power of God comes upon you. Le broko kora basta brakadishta. Ledo soprano sofredishta bahata. Every pain goes, every pain goes. Legado soprano sofredishta bahata. Thank you for your touch. Did you have a headache today? Did you have a headache today? When you came even tonight? Since last week. Okay, and you still had it tonight. Is it, it's not there today, not when you came, or just, when did it stop? When you came. So, okay. So, but when you came tonight, you still had it? No. So, did you have it on your way? You don't remember when it stopped? In the house, today. Okay, just close your eyes. Thank you, Lord. It's the reason why you revealed that. Thank you for touching that. And not again. Goes, 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 and it goes forever. Yeah. Yeah. That's God's power all over you. Lay broke upon a bahasta. Just take it right in. Goes forever. Lay broke upon a bahasta. Mambra no sofredishta. Lay broke upon a bosto sofredishta. So which hair is that? Usually both? Both hairs. Just one. Put your hand on that one. One hand. Both hand with the other. Okay, stop praying. And God's power flows right through you now. Yeah, it goes right to that hair. Thank you for your mighty, mighty, mighty touch. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. And that hair restored perfectly whole. No. Makredoso brakabaya kaladoso produso. Esta braca mando so cloboso veluso fredista. Legale dodoso bracadoso fredista brahane. Legala bahasta brando so fredista bahata. Is there, was it there when you came? Was it there when you came? Not today. Okay, great. So let's say not ever. Not ever. Not ever. Not ever. Blessing. God's hands on you. God's hands on you. God's hands on you. God's hands on you. I don't know what it is, but I think it has something to do with the treatments received. And you still have some post-treatment thing, but God's hand comes mightily on you. Yeah, and that's it, getting stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger. Labo Kroboso Velishta. Just lay her down gently. God's doing his own surgery. He's doing his own surgery. He's doing his own surgery. Leged Osa Brahasta. He'll do it better than the doctors did. He'll do it better than they did. Complete restoration. Complete restoration. Yeah. Labo Kroboso Velishta Brahane. Legedosa prakamando sofredishta bahane. Toothache. 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 Is that you? You had a toothache? You have a hole in your tooth. That's been your biggest challenge. But God is restoring. You know, God can feel tooth or teeth. God can feel teeth. Legedo soprahasta bahata galegegesta. Mambrado sofredishta bahata. Legedosa regide palado sofredishta bahata. Everybody just pray in the spirit a little bit. You know what we do is that we stir the waters. I want to be sure that we deal with everything God wants dealt with. Thank you, Lord. Libro popo popo shekele bahashta brando sotro boso. Legedo sabrahando sofredishta bahata. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. 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 Le brakado sofredishta. Ledo sabrahando sofredishta papaya. Legede sefrahando sokro boso belushta brahane. Organs are being replaced. Organs are being replaced. Organs are being replaced. Leged also procost of redista. Organs are being replaced. Replaced completely, 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 completely. It's not a healing. This is a creative miracle. Creative miracle. Organs being replaced completely. Being replaced completely. Yado sakada la bahashta braha sokroboso belushta. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, that's God's power on you. Yeah, that's God's power on you. Le broko mondo sokroboso belishta bakando sofelegeshta. Legegegeshta losuka la bahashta. Yeah, le boso fredishta legede soproko stobredishta baga. Creative, 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 creative. Yeah, creative. Organs have been replaced. Le braka mano sokro boso belista. Organs been replaced. Le gedosa brahane. Legasto brando sofredista bakato sevege gadase felista legegegesta bahata. Power of God goes right through. Le broko bora bahasta. Yeah, the power of God goes right through. Legosta brande sefredista bahata. Because this year you will enjoy good health. Yeah, yakadosa brakamondo sofredista bakadese. Legaso prahista bande dedesta faka galosa. Glory, 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 glory. Leg lege deshta bahata. Yagosta brahande. You know, the other day we were praying. I think I was praying for Mr. Sajere, and somebody said, just felt God's power. I don't even remember who anymore. You know, and just about that time, God sorted out something that had been long standing in them. So that's why I said ripples, you know. So you might be dealing with one thing with somebody, but there are ripple effects all over the place. Ripple effects all over the place. So you stay sensitive. Let's begin to exalt him tonight. Let's begin to give him thanks tonight. Begin to give him thanks tonight. He does amazing things. Amazing things in our midst. Amazing things in our midst. Some of those things you will only discover them days later. Some of them you discover weeks later, some months later. Legados Abrahande Sitele Bahasta. Upon the throne, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You have led upon the throne. Say, you have led upon the throne. You are glorious, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. Say, problem. You don't need to be anxious. You will know exactly what to do and when to do it. No need for anxiety at all. You will know exactly what and when. It will be clear to you when it's the time to do it and what to do. You'll be clear about it. You will know for sure this is the step to take. This is when I need to take it. So don't worry ahead of time. Enjoy yourself. Hallelujah. Does that make any sense? Leke dosa prando sofredish tabahata. Upon.